Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting second. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Diaz. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ken Williams. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Carlos Martinez. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Ruse. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The catcher, Andy Allinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Luis Medina. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Paul Zuvella. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Scott Jordan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rod Nichols. And now, play ball. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lyons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hill takes first base on ball four. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Baines hits a pop-up towards short. Zuvella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Hill moves to third. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Allinson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Carter reaches second base with a double. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Diaz strikes out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Guillen. The throw from Allinson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Martinez hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Luis Medina is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Medina hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lyons is 0-1 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hill is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Hill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jordan, who is chasing the ball. Hill reaches third base with a triple. Lyons goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Baines is 0-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Medina fields it and throws to home to get Hill. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fisk is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive towards short. Ziavella reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Boston is 0-1 in the game. Boston hits a pop-up towards short. Ziavella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Ziavella batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ziavella takes first base on ball 4. Scott Jordan is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jordan bunts towards the mound. Ruse fields it and throws to first for the out. Ziavella moves to second. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Franco is 0-1 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ziavella scores. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Allenson is 0-1 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carter is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Carter strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kittle is 0-1 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Diaz is 0-1 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ziavella fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Guillen is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Martinez is 0-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ziavella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Medina is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Medina is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Medina hits a pop-up beyond short. Guillen can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Ziavella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ziavella is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ziavella hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Jordan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive towards short. Ziavella reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Scott Jordan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jordan is 0-for-0 in the game. Jordan hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Franco steals second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Franco scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allenson moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. Boston takes first base on ball 4. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby catches it and throws to first to double up Boston. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Barry Jones now pitching. Luis Medina batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Medina is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Medina hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Diaz scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. 2 outs. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Zuvella is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Zuvella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Gordon now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zuvella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark pinch hits for Scott Jordan. Dave Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Allenson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Allenson hits a line drive into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carter hits a line drive into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Clark now playing right field. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hill hits a pop-up towards short. Zuvella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Manrique now playing second base. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Ron Kittle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kittle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Ron Washington pinch runs for Ron Kittle. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thigpen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw pinch hits for Luis Medina. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Upshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Mel Hall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Francona pinch hits for Paul Zuvella. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. Upshaw moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Houston Jimenez now playing shortstop. Willie Upshaw now playing first base. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Diaz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a pop-up towards short. Jimenez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Franco is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Allenson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Allenson strikes out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Carter strikes out. There goes Franco. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Manrique batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Don Paul now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 4 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 4 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Hall reaches second base with a double. Houston Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jimenez hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 4 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Gallagher pinch runs for Harold Baines. Doug Jones now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallagher moves to second. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Boston is walked intentionally. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Diaz strikes out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua pinch hits for Ken Williams. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pasqua for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dan Pasqua now playing right field. Dave Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Franco is 4 for 5 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Allenson is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Allenson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 0 for 4 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carter is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez juggles the ball. That's an error on Martinez. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Diaz fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jacoby is 0-for-5 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Washington moves to third. Ken Patterson now pitching. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Upshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a pop-up towards first. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder pinch hits for Mel Hall. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the mound. Patterson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Corey Snyder now playing right field. Dave Clark now playing left field. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Manrique is 0-for-1 in the game. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jimenez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Boston is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Boston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Houston Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jimenez is 0-for-1 in the game. Jimenez hits a pop-up into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Franco is 4-for-6 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. The umpire calls a balk on Patterson. Franco moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Allenson is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Allenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.